Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Patients continue to pay for their dialysis sessions despite announcement by the NHIA that it is absorbing the cost for the next 7 months, beginning June. Now this, the hospitals say, is due to their financial status, making it difficult for them to pre-finance the cost of dialysis for the patient. Now, those aged between 18 and 59 have made a passionate appeal for their inclusion in the free renal services initiated by the NHIA. The NHIA announced the free renal dialysis sessions to patients over 60 years and below 18. Now, however, adults between the ages of 18 and 59 find themselves excluded as their director to be enrolled twice a month, compelling many to resort to out-of-pocket payment when seeking treatment. According to them, they currently bear substantial financial burden due to the exclusion from this essential health coverage. Some kidney patients spoke to my colleague Nana Bwachi Yadom.
Now, what kwa ye medo no? Ema just two free session in a month no. Oha wunyina anese.
I know the share o mo pa because me am itwe. Me ye 3 times a week. It is a two umma ye two pe dia na wa mboa. Yeah, it's okay. Omo odome ye dia. Ni omo fe bi enka ye ho ye se o mara. The catch government say why are there, but yeah, we want middle no. Do them aye no. Mboaye.
We plead for government's intervention. It is very difficult to make payment for dialysis treatment, especially for us who fall between 18 to 59. I am making a plea to government and the National Health Insurance Authority. It is not easy for us. We are really finding it difficult. Our helpers are running away.
Because yari we if you move for say yari anka eba ebe kwa any into oboa kakra ka obe okay but oboa wa kwa echia onusu yinipa na oho aye no ahomte
this ready ema abani any chai ni nyina ese
ma this ready ema abani nhis say
those are some of the patients who are speaking to Nana Bwachi Yadom there. Meanwhile, earlier today, management of the Confonache Teaching Hospital held an emergency meeting with top hospital administrators to discuss lingering challenges surrounding the delivery of the free renal service announced by the National Health Insurance Authority. Although the hospital has received official communication from the Ministry of Health and the NHIA, the hospital says several factors impede the seamless implementation of the program. My colleague Nana Bwachi Yadom was at the hospital and joins us with details. Nana, I mean, let's start from the issues that came up at this meeting.
Well, Kwejo, when the Ministry of Health and the National Health Insurance Authority issued a directive to the Confonache Teaching Hospital yesterday to begin the free renal service for dialysis patients or kidney patients, the hospital did not receive the notice on time, and so they had to arrange for an emergency meeting to know the status and some data and also their financial status before they can roll out the free dialysis service for these kidney patients. Well, one of the things that really did come up during the meeting this morning with top management administrators was the financial status of the Confonache Teaching Hospital. Now, we are being told that although they have to roll out the free renal service for kidney patients, it has to be done pre-financed. And so the hospital has to know its financial status before it can go on to begin this whole initiative. And so the financial status of the Confonache Teaching Hospital was really, really important. And they had to make a determination on that before they can proceed to begin the free renal service for this kidney patient. And so this was what triggered the emergency meeting today.
So after the meeting, what was the conclusion?
Now, management have concluded that if they have to pre-finance and make sure that they roll out this initiative, then they have to begin as soon as possible. So at the end of the meeting, the management of the Komfano Teaching Hospital have decided to begin the free renal service for these kidney patients who begin to come into the hospital for sessions for Monday. And so it has come into conclusion that anybody who comes into the Komfano Teaching Hospital would have the free renal service. Although the patients who are between the ages of 18 and 59 do make some complaints, the Komfano Teaching Hospital will still have to stick to the directive from the National Health Insurance Authority.
What about those who have started paying since the 1st of June? You remember that the directive from the Health Insurance Authority was to the effect that this initiative takes effect from the 1st of June. So those who have paid already, what was the decision?
Now, the notice from the National Health Insurance Authority directs the various hospitals to refund the money being paid by these kidney patients who did come to their hospital for sessions starting the 1st of June. Now, considering the financial status, which was also a factor in making a determination by the Komfano Teaching Hospital, a lot of things would have to be taken into consideration. Now, they have to make a determination as to whether they would be able to refund the money being paid by the patients who did make payments earlier on or not. When we spoke to the medical director about this particular issue, well, he says that that was not considered in their meeting. And so subsequently, would make a determination on that. So if a patient would have to receive the money he or she paid for the service since the 1st of July or not, the hospital is yet to make a determination on that. But as it stands, they have no stance.
What about the expectations of kidney patients you spoke to and their condition?
Well, many of them who came in from the 1st of June were expecting to have some free sessions. But then when they did come from the 1st of June, even up until this morning, they had to make payments themselves. They were stranded, worried about the cost of dialysis at the Komfano Teaching Hospital. You know, for the Komfano Teaching Hospital, the amount you have to pay per session is a little over 500 Ghana cedis, which left many of them worried. A number of them had to troop in because they did hear of the initiative, which is the free renal services for them. But then when they came into the hospital, they had to make payments for themselves, which left many of them worried. Some of them, their condition continue to go up or high, which leaves them very, very much worried. So they made a plea to the authorities to at least intervene. Well, the head of the emergency meeting, which had to be concluded on around 1 p.m., to also get to know whether or not they would receive their money or they would make payments or not. So since that conclusion has been made, a lot of them are happy now.
And I'm grateful to you for joining us here. So that says the update coming in from the Komfano Teaching Hospital, that from Monday, the renal patient will have dialysis for free, according to the directive by the National Health Insurance Authority. Let's take it to Cape Coast now for an update from what's happening there too. Now, Eric Asante is our man on the ground there, and he joins us on the telephone line now. Eric, so you've been monitoring the situation at the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital. What can you report?
So, contrary to what is happening in the Ashanti region here, the central region, specifically the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital, they have rolled out the free dialysis support program for patients above 60 years. When I visited the hospital this afternoon, there was excitement on the faces of these patients. They say at least they would have relief going into the next 6 months. They're excited and looking forward to the government even rolling out a policy that would include those who didn't fall in the bracket. So, you know, they're excited that the hospital management have rolled out that opportunity and now they can enjoy their free dialysis session.
I mean, so what did some of the patients tell you? Did you get confirmation that indeed they have started benefiting?
So, Sammy, initially, those who came early, they told me they were asked to pay the required amounts. But just around the time they paid and they were about leaving the hospital, they were all called back and their monies were refunded to them. Those who came later on went through the session without being charged the amount of money that hitherto they would have paid. Let's take a listen to one of them who spoke to me.
This one, when I went there, around 7, it was collected. The money was collected. And later, they gave it back to me. They only said the government says they should not get it. Oh, the person who came also, the money was refunded to me. Yesterday, they collected it. but today they found that it's...
All right, so Eric, so we can now confirm that indeed from Monday or from today, any renal patient that will go to the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital will go through the session free of charge.
So confirmed here at the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital, dialysis session for people above 60 years is free.
Okay. You say above 60 years. What about those below 18 and below?
So if you look at the statistics here in the central, specifically the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital, luckily for the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital, no one is below 18 years who is going through the session. So all those enjoying the benefit are those who are 60 years and above. There are no people who are below 18 years who ordinarily come for the kidney session here at the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital.
All right, grateful. Now, let me remind you that the statement from the Health Insurance Authority indicated that the categories include for patients who will benefit from this include 18 years and below and 60 years and above. So, for example, in Cape Coast, if a patient to come today and is 18 years and below, he or she would definitely benefit from this free dialysis sessions. Now, let's get a national view of what's happening by bringing in the president of the Renal Patient Association of Ghana, Bafo Ahinkra. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. What report are your members giving you concerning payments for dialysis sessions?
It's not quite different from what Cape Coast and Kumasi is saying. But like you said, I was there this morning. Payment was made, but we are being told it will be refunded by Monday. And then from Monday to, I'm very sure, as it's starting all over the region, it is also starting Kulip.
So if you say you were there, where were you?
It means I went for a session this morning at Kulibu. I went for my session this morning at Kulibu.
Okay. But you paid, but they say they will reimburse it on from Monday.
Yes. Mm. But there was that challenge that they've not received the letter. They don't have a letter. But later on, personally, as at 2 days ago, I cited the letter which was written to them. So I even told them that I've seen the letter. Probably maybe it's the CEO who has not released it to them. So there's a letter confirming dated way back 30th May, that when the letter was written. So that is all we're looking at. But like I said, those who paid today, they'd be reassured that their money will be refunded to them. So we are hoping by Monday they will get, and then the free thing will start from Monday.
In the letter you referenced, it says, please be informed that the cost of each dialysis session is estimated at 409 Ghana cedis. Now, is that the cost, or you pay more when you go to the renal unit today?
No, we are paying the 491.
Okay. All right. So we had concerns from some of the hospitals that it's below what they have to charge patients for. And that's why I wanted to get confirmation. Throughout Ghana, is that how much patients pay when they go for the sessions?
Before this directive, both Kumasi, Cape Coast, and other places were having different payment structure. But when this directive came and we were made to understand, it came from Parliament. Now, across board, everybody's paying the 409, except the private ones who are doing their own thing altogether.
So I take it that if we go to Tamale, we go to, Sefiri also, Bogoso, Takwa, everywhere, that you're getting the information that either they are paying or they are not.
This directive is for particular selected hospitals. Kulibu, Konfanochi, Cape Coast, Ifeokwanta, Ho, and Tamale. I think six hospitals. That is where the directive has been given. I was part of the board. This is where we took their data and we worked on them. So, like you're talking about other places, they are yet, but I've been told that if only the government hospital have a dialysis center there, then they should bring their data. They will roll into it.
So I take it that from all these centers that you've mentioned, the situation is either you pay and you're reimbursed, or you're enjoying it for free.
It shouldn't be so. There was miscommunication, but that's the way I would put it. I don't know what that miscommunication. It shouldn't be so. The point was, the committee finished its work. We submitted a report to the National Health Insurance. It was up to them to do all the necessary paperwork before the announcement was made. As to how it was done, I cannot speak to that. But the point was, once the thing was announced, personally, I knew of it, but I saw the announcement on Monday morning, which indicating that the thing started on Saturday, which was the 1st June. So once it started from that day. So the point was, it shouldn't have been that, but because of, like Kolobu, for instance, they were saying that until they get a letter indicating that this, they are not going to allow us to do that free thing that they are talking about. They were waiting for the letter. So, like I said, maybe I think either they had the letter yesterday or a day afterward. Now it's a bit clearer, but like I said, this morning, there were a little bit of circumstances there, but getting close of the day, I've got to know that their money will be refunded to them
on
Monday. Then the thing continues as directed by the government.
Grateful to you. Stay with me. But let me bring in now Elizabeth Ofosue Jare, who is member of the Health Committee of Parliament. Grateful to you, madam, for joining us here. Now, if you followed all the conversations that we're having here, the hospitals, some of them are citing their financial status and saying that it makes it difficult for them to pre-finance dialysis treatment. What must happen so that this patient can enjoy the initiative without any hindrance, as we've had some citing their financial statuses?
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening, Sammy, and your listeners. I did not hear the early part of the person who is speaking's submission, but I picked from it that the preparation towards the announcement was poor. I agree with the person 100%, because you see, dialysis is a life support procedure. And we all know that it's difficult for people to pay. I know there are patients who get help from family and friends. Once the announcement is made, people will be reluctant to help them. So I am also of the opinion that the preparation should have been adequate. There should have been a discussion with the health facilities as to the modalities for the procedure to be done free of charge. All these have not been done. You've made the announcement and now people are suffering. I think that this is not right. All the modalities should have been in place to make sure that once the announcement is made, the next day you are a patient on dialysis, you go there and then you get your free service if you fall within the bracket. I mean, come to think of it, if you look at the statistics, those who fall within the bracket is even just 20% of 100%. So I think that this should be done well. You know that the idea of putting some budgetary allocation for dialysis patients was from the health committee. When the National Health Insurance Authority brought their budget, it did not include that. But the health committee, because we had picked this initially and we knew that patients were going through a lot of difficulties in paying, we suggested that they put some $2 million in there. But I think that they should have taken their time to plan it well so that all these things will not happen. So I think it's not fair to the patients, even though they're going to get free service. We should have done better than this one.
But already they were paying for their sessions. Should it be a big deal if the announcement is made, but there's a time within which the hospitals say they can really start implementing?
I think it's a big deal. I told you, Sammy, that people were struggling to pay. And so once you get the announcement, you hear the announcement that now is free, you put yourself in the shoes of the financiers. If you were helping somebody to pay for dialysis and then there's an announcement that it is free, are you going to pay again? The answer is no. So I think that the preparation should have come before the announcement. You can't announce before you go and prepare. Well, as you say it is free today, then we go to the hospital. Of course, know that there has to be paperwork. There needs to be preparation, small stakeholder consultation modalities. That has to be in place. And so if you know that you need to do all these things, why don't you do it before you do the announcement? So that you save all of us this trouble. I mean, are you not in trouble this evening for what is going on? I mean, this should have been done properly. Let's all admit it.
Okay. Now, if you spoke to some of the hospitals, they tell you that preparing the patient even for the session itself comes at a cost. Now, they have to pre-finance before they are reimbursed by the NHIA. We all know the challenges that they go through when it comes to reimbursement from this authority. Being on the health committee, what must we all do to ensure that the hospitals do not suffer the fate they've been suffering in past services? So because this is quite a specialized area where if the hospitals decide not to offer the service to the patient, it will bring chaos. What do we need to do to ensure that that does not happen, that they are reimbursed immediately, they send their data to the authority.
Okay. Thank you very much. This Tuesday, we had a meeting with the Controller and Accountant General. We had Controller and Accountant General, Finance, the Ministry, and then National Health Insurance Authority. We want to make sure that the payment is made on time. So what the Controller will do, what the Ministry of Health will do, what the Ministry of Finance will do to make sure that even the regular payment is done better. And so now that this dialysis matter has come up, we've agreed with them that we are going to have a monthly meeting until we all are clear that the payments are made on time. Because a lot of Ghanaians some are SNIT contributors, and so it is their right to enjoy the facility and enjoy it on time. And so now that this dialysis matter has come up, in our next meeting, we'll bring it up strongly to see whether we can make an exception for the payment of dialysis so that this is not like malaria, you know. It's a life support procedure. And so National Health Insurance will not be tolerated to do their 6 months arrears and 3 months arrears. Otherwise, you'll be killing people that you intend to help. So now that this has come up, I know that in our next meeting, it will come out strongly because we cannot do business as usual with dialysis. And the health committee will be very, very critical about this. When it comes to health, we are all added them, unanimous. We all agree that we don't have MPP sickness and NDC sickness. It's for all Ghanaians, and we must all put our hands together. And I think that the health committee has done well in that respect.
Okay.
And so I'm sure that in our next meeting, this will be done.
You say that the preparation towards this was done in a hurry, and so it wasn't done properly.
Yes.
What must they do? Now, some patients between the ages of 18 and 59 are saying that they should be included in the 6 sessions per month. What do you think the authority should do? Because this, bear in mind, it's also about finances.
Yes. So, as it stands now, you see that about 20% are covered fully. It is financing. The government or the National Health Insurance Scheme can maybe do so much. But we have to sit down and see how this 80% bracket is also catered for. There must be a good way to finance the National Health Insurance Authority and to also finance the fund. In my own debate, I said that this COVID fund, we are still taking the COVID fund. It should be directed at our health and not to support government budget. Because this fund is for health. I'm sure some people are suffering because of the COVID they contracted. So I am of the opinion that government should be looking at ways of funding the National Health Insurance Authority. And so we should look at funding so that all these people can be catered for. Because not everybody is rich. Nobody calls for sickness. But government should look at a way of improving the fund so that it can take care of some of these ailments. But I'm sure as time goes on, we will all put our heads together to ensure that the fund is well-resourced to cater for some of these things.
Once we are, you know, recording a lot of patients in this renal area, would you then suggest that this COVID levy be directly directed to the treatment of renal patients, such that when we collect the COVID levies, we know that it is for helping dialysis of this patient?
Oh, even if not all of it, we can still channel part of it to the National Health Insurance Authority for our health needs. It may not even be for dialysis only, but also to augment what the fund has.
Is this something that your committee or yourself will move in parliament to see it happen?
Oh, yes. In my debate, as I indicated to you, you can go and check. It was part of my debate. Other people also was of the same opinion. So I think that we are getting there. We are getting a lot of people are now thinking that we need to invest some of the COVID levy into our health system, and it can go to National Health Insurance Scheme for the betterment of all Ghanaians.
Okay. Grateful to you, Elizabeth Ofosuejari, for joining us on Top Story today. Yeah, she is a member of the Health Committee of Parliament. We still have with us Bafo Ahinkra. Bafo, so if you've listened to the MP there, she thinks that the COVID levy must be directed to the NHIA to support you. Is that a call you support? We seem to have lost it. This is Top Story. We would end here and bring you Ghana Connect right after. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace, but I'm told we have Bafo Ahinkra on the line. Bafo, I was just trying to find out from you that will you support calls that the COVID levy, for example, should be diverted or directed to the NHIA to support your treatment?
Yeah, it's something that we've talked about. That was even last year. We talked about it. We've said it. I mean, I've been to your studios a couple of times and I've said about it. Now, the COVID is no more. We are having challenges with money issues. And this COVID levy, people are still paying and all this. So why the government? Because this, you could see that this free dialysis is not entirely free for the people between 19 to 59. We are getting only just 2 sessions out of the 8 sessions. All because the government hasn't got money. So please, if the COVID levy can be diverted to that place, it will help a lot. And that has been the talk of town. Everybody is saying that. So I raised it even at the committee level, and they said they will look at it. They will send it to the minister and then the presidency, and they see how they can do it. But truly, we understand there's no money in the system. So if the levy is there and it's not being used, why can't we divert it into it? And by that, people are dying on this kidney disease. So it's just that people don't speak the truth. People are dying.
But at least, if with this initiative, are your members relieved?
Oh, truth be told, yes, somehow. Like I said, that is not what we are expecting. Like children between 0 to 18, free dialysis. And that place, the numbers is not there. The numbers is not there. People above age of 60, the numbers is not there. They are very few. Like a reporter said, Konfanochi, Cape Coast, they don't have any child between 0 to 18. So the numbers are not there. And we are in that bracket, between 19 to 59, working class, who have a little bit of energy, we are only giving 2 sessions out of the 8. So somehow we are relieved, because that will be 491 per 491, we'll put it together. It's an amount of money. It's something meaningful. I mean, we'll manage with it.
Okay.
So they are somehow relieved. Not that we are not happy. We appreciate what they have done. Like you said, it's a start. We are looking for more higher things to come. So somehow, somewhere, we are more relieved with that. But I think more can be done on this one.
Bafo Ahinkra, I'm grateful to you for joining. He is president of the Renal Patient Association of Ghana. This has been Top Story. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Up next is Ghana Connect here on Joy 99.7.